Hey, hello. Hi, excuse me. Shh. Can you tell me where I am?
Shh. The guy's just asking a question.
Well, excuse me. I'm trying to stay in character.
My name's Buttercup. You've met Baron von Schush.
Hello, I'm Trixie.
Shh. Guys, hey, guys, look, I don't know where I am.
We're either in a cafe in Paris or a coffee shop in New Jersey. I'm pretty sure I just came back from the doctor with life-changing news.
We do a lot of improv here. Just stay loose, have fun, you'll be fine.
No, I...
And laptops and tablets and all sorts of, and eyeglasses, which is awesome. They didn't have office chairs with all wheels. That's because office chairs have wheels. It's like saying they didn't have office chairs with umbrellas because office chairs don't have umbrellas.
There's classes of office chairs, right? there's the peon office chair, which has wheels on it, because that generalist didn't peon employer who is in a large office space where they need to move around a lot. The upper tier, and I'm talking about like Nia Digicel, upper tier office chair is for the guy who has his own office and he doesn't need to move his chair to all of
I love how, so you just painted in my mind like a future where, you know, people like us don't get up ever.
Yeah.
Like, because you're like, they need to move around a lot, so of course they need wheels, right?
Essentially,
it becomes like fucking Wall-E, where everybody is 5 million pounds, and they're just like, chair,
chair,
take me to my office. Chair! And if the chair mashes up, they just die of exhaustion.
Then they just call the car. Car, save me. Crawl into the car. Drive me home, car.
The officer says, where did you go? The chair broke.
Can't do any work? What are you talking about? I don't have a chair. I have to walk to my car. God damn it. Blisters on my feet. It's like, didn't the car meet you at the door? Yes. Shitty chairs.
I think that would be the great opening of this podcast. Because I'm just going to go, hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damien.
And this is Douglas.
That is Douglas.
So I have to make a confession.
If you say you didn't watch this movie, I'm in the face.
I did watch this movie. Okay. Watch this movie. Just before you got here.
He might be talking about like his ridiculous obsession with Usher. That's a possibility.
That album was the impression. I should give that album back.
I love that album. First of all,
that's not his
I don't think
album.
You're talking about his first album, because his first album came out
right
time
when he
ago.
Was like 14.
You're talking about the one with JD and the. Mm-hmm. What are the two big songs from it?
Yeah.
No,
not that one. The one from, like, let's say it would have been 99. And
you're talking about
You Remind Me of
Girl.
Yeah, that one. Is that the one you're talking about?
No. I'm talking about his first album.
When he was a child?
Did you know about him when he was
because I didn't know about him when he was a
big
child.
I had that
Everyone
album.
Loved him.
I had the CD.
No. You had the album with the same one I was just talking about.
The songs on it was like I'm going to pick you up at 8 song, the one where he's talking.
You ain't got the call.
It's okay. No, not that one.
No, not that one.
It had the one like,
fact checking on a podcast, killing the podcast.
Pull up, anticipating. What the fuck is that song?
My Ways.
Yeah, that is not his first album. He was an adult when he made that album.
Well, right. There was one from 1994.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, sorry. I'm talking about the first good album.
And that's the one I was thinking of, right? But yeah.
By the way.
Because that was when JD picked him up.
You made me wanna.
His first album was, I think, from Puff Daddy.
You make me wanna,
dude. Yes. That's the song I was there trying to... I'm there singing it through until I get to the chorus.
Maybe it's because I thought you were talking about the Confessions album.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because we just did... Anyway. My confession.
Right.
We get it back to this, right? I'm not editing any of this.
my confession.
People are going to hear the horseshit. Right. Yes, the ridiculousness
that we talk about on a regular basis. The confession I need to make is that I put you guys through torture that you didn't deserve. Right? The reason why I picked this movie, and the movie we're going to talk about, is the new Macbeth adaptation starring Marion Cotillard and Michael Fassbender that came out last year.
And Simon Pegg.
And Simon Pegg. Yeah, Where was Simon Pegg there?
Did you not see Simon
Pegg? I didn't see Simon Pegg.
You didn't see Simon Pegg? Oh, I'm sorry. Evil Simon Pegg.
have we told you about this? I'll come to that in a minute. We're going to come back to that in a minute. So the reason why... Who you're talking about.
Be king hereafter. I feel now the future. Hail, king that you have been.
My dearest love.
The reason why I picked this movie is I wanted to test myself. Because the thing about it is that I for a very long time have disliked Shakespeare. Right? Like many people, I was introduced to him through high school, where I was forced to read some plays that I did not like.
And that's how you gain appreciation for things. Yeah. When a teacher says, read this or you're going to fail. Oh, I love this book.
I just didn't enjoy them. And the first time that I ever caught myself actually actively enjoying something Shakespearean was actually still in high school. Like, after all of those times when they forced me to read, I remember there was a class where the teacher actually got us to watch Richard III, the movie.
Yeah, no shit, because it was in regular language.
No, the one I saw was not in regular
language. Oh, it wasn't? Oh, I thought you were talking about the one with, I think it's Jeremy.
No, that is not the one we saw. We saw the older one.
Oh, okay.
And I actually don't really remember a lot of the movie, excepting for the opening, where he has that big soliloquy. Thank you, Shakespeare, for allowing me to use that word. because we don't use that word when we're talking about movies. Something about it, I just went like, yeah, that's kind of badass. Right? And I enjoyed it. And as time went on, there are many movies that we have watched and talked about, which are Shakespearean adaptations, which they modernize for the sake of it. There are a lot of Kurosawa movies, which are Shakespearean adaptations, that I love. Yeah.
There's Baz Luhrmann movies.
There's even 10 Things I Hate About You is a Shakespearean, based on a Shakespearean
story. Sure it is.
Which one? Would that be Taming the Shrew? That makes sense. I haven't watched that movie. Have I ever really watched that movie properly?
The movie's really good.
Fuck that movie.
But I felt like I really needed to test myself to see how I would respond to something that's attempting to be super faithful to what Shakespeare wrote, right? Macbeth isn't a play that I ever read.
You didn't read that play?
I didn't read
Macbeth. That's why from it started, I was like, I could tell you about things because I had to read it in school.
Mm-hmm. And the ones I had to read were Richard III.
I read that one.
And Midsommar's Night's Dream.
I think I read that one as well. I also had to read
The Cliff Notes.
I know, right? the what's it actually called? I keep calling it A Pound of Flesh, but it's called The Merchant of Venice.
I think I read that one, but like a shorter version. A pound of flesh.
And Macbeth, definitely. Taming the Shrew, I believe. I think there were more, but I can't remember right now.
Yeah.
No Romeo and Juliet?
No, I did not read Romeo and Juliet.
That is my confession as to the reason why I really want to test myself.
So,
and you guys,
I just want to let you know that every time you say that word, the chorus comes to my head.
And here lies the thing. This movie is a movie in which I honestly don't want to call it a bad movie, but did not enjoy it. If there's one thing that I will give this movie more than anything else is the one thing most people say about anything Shakespearean, the acting in it is goddamn fantastic between Fassbender and Cotillard, right? There are times where I found myself kind of just engrossed in watching them have a physicality to their performance that we generally don't see in a lot of movies.
But at the same time, the movie on the whole, like, this is an experience I wouldn't want to go through again at any point in time. I'll sit down and watch Throne of Blood again if I want to watch the story of Macbeth. I'll watch Ron if I want King Lear. I won't look up for any British-produced crazy reenactment of Shakespeare anymore. Yeah. But what I found most
interesting... But Tom Hardy was in Shakespeare.
True.
You're saying what Shakespeare lacks is samurai swords.
I can't think of exactly what he's saying. Yes.
A fair point.
There were swords in this movie, but...
There weren't of a samurai verse.
But the one thing that I want to say, and I don't know if this is what happened to you guys at all, but there was... I found myself repeatedly throughout this movie losing place of where I was in just conversations, because I felt, I mean, I kind of always had this issue, which is why I didn't really like him that much when I was in high school reading the plays themselves. The language of it. You spend so much time trying to decompose a sentence that you kind of lose the next three to kind of figure out exactly what's happening because of how they're talking. And it threw me at times. I mean, there are times where the language kind of is its own benefit. Like, for example, there's this one line Fassbender says about scorpions in his mind, and that kind of stuck with me as I was watching the movie. And the rest of the time, I felt like I needed to take a Damien approach and turn on subtitles, but I didn't. So I don't know what else to really say about this movie at this point, but to hand it over to you guys and hope and pray that you forgive me.
All right, so this movie was definitely visually impressive.
Oh.
Right? And that's as much as I can say about it. Now, that is not to say this is not a good movie. And it's starting to sound like I'm talking like Andrew, but let me tell you something, right? Here was my big problem with this movie.
You read the book already?
No, had nothing to do with that. No. My big problem with this movie was that, so we all know, and we all joke about it, that I am a big fan of the UK and all arts what come from that side of the world.
They talk British.
Exactly. Now, the thing about the UK is that their accents are wide and varied. But one thing that kind of rings true is that certain areas are easier to follow than others. And certain areas... You can kind of understand. And exactly. And guess which one is the notoriousest of them all?
Scotland.
Right? So.
What are you trying to say?
What I'm saying is that the accents in this movie were.
Are vast as the ocean.
Were just deep. They were rough. It was extremely difficult for me to understand what they were saying. And you see, the thing about it is, right? So under normal circumstances, even the roughest of accents I can kind of get because they're speaking English. And you can kind of, it's like, you've seen on the internet those, like, it wasn't a meme, but those things where they're like, okay, you don't necessarily need to have a word in front of you to know what the word is because your mind works a different way. Right. They'll actually read the letters, you read the word. Right. And so you know exactly what it is, even if letters are mumbled. That's kind of how I watch British shows sometimes, especially when their accents like this, where it's like, all right, I got the first word and I got the last word. I know what you're saying.
Piece this thing.
Exactly. No.
You're a detective.
Exactly. But you cannot detect, you cannot do any detectorization when they're speaking Shakespearean, right? When you speak in Old English, where the sentence structure is just so malformed in comparison to how we speak now. I'm just like, from like 2 minutes in, I don't know if you noticed, Andrew.
I noticed. You're,
I just,
on your phone a lot.
I was just like, I'm done.
Like,
I can't.
Like, you're rocking the table a lot, going like, I need this video. Like, at some point in my mind, I was like, why doesn't Douglas just
like, and I feel sad because it has nothing to do with the merits of this movie. It literally is, it's as if I was watching a foreign film with no subtitles. That's what I was doing, right?
So you should have, if I said Douglas, would you like to turn on the subtitles? You would have jumped on
that. I would have jumped on that. It's a funny thing because until you mentioned it 2 seconds ago, I didn't even think that there was a solution to the problem. Like, Andrew, so Damian, I couldn't get it.
To watch this movie with subtitles. Can you please report back?
Subtitles would not help. I was going to bring that up. But subtitles aren't easy. I actually looked for proper subtitles where they translate whatever the fuck they were saying into real English. But when you type in real English subtitles for Macbeth, the internet just laughs at you. I did find a forum post where someone was going to do it. Someone was going to take on the challenge. And,
yeah.
And I think two posts later, someone said that their interpretation was probably going to be wrong. Because you know how people who enjoy Shakespeare are humble. Here's the thing. Like everybody else in the world, I was introduced to Shakespeare at a shitty age. And as I've grown to like certain things that I did not like as a child. One of my favorite books now that I had to read at a very tender age was Animal Farm. That book made no sense as a child. You shouldn't give 10-year-olds that book to read. That's fucking stupid. You can give 30-year-olds the book to read because they understand things about how the world works.
Are you sure? I've met some.
Yeah, not all of them, but at least you have a shot. When you give it to 10-year-olds, they're like, oh, there's pig talks, cliff notes, and then... what I'll say about people who are fond of Shakespeare is that I get it. You're better people than I am. You're smarter. You're better looking. Right? You have more money. You have a bigger penis. All of the things that are good in the world happens to you if you enjoy Shakespeare. If you can decipher the language. You're just all around a better, gooder person. And I have accepted that I am a lesser person because I cannot for the life of me decipher it. Nor do I want to. Let me be clear. Shakespeare sucks. It sucks because you cannot enjoy it. You cannot enjoy reading it because you have to decipher every fucking line, which is a waste of time. I don't read books that are non-fiction to spend 900 hours poring over every detail. Right? Right? So I'm definitely not going to do it with fiction. Right? When I read books that have real shit in there, I kind of blaze through it and try to get the gist of what the book was saying. When you're making shit up, I am definitely not going to do it. So Shakespeare, and all you Shakespeare lovers out there, you linguists, you assholes, let me be clear. It is terrible and I don't want to take any part of it. That being said, this movie would suck even if I knew what the fuck you were talking about. This is a shitty revenge story that turns into a double revenge. But it, watching someone, instead of stabbing somebody because they did them wrong, instead of doing that, they spend 10 minutes talking about why they're going to do it. That's not fun. No one wa- if you saw Taken and he killed two of the people that took his daughter, but spent 30 minutes each time going over in his mind and sometimes out loud to no one why he was about to murder this person, you'd be bored as shit. This movie is 2 hours and it is 2 hours too long. Sure, it is beautiful and I disagree with Andrew about the acting because, as you said, it's a foreign language film. I don't have enough information to piece together what they're talking about. What I can say is, there's a lot of emoting on the screen there, right? Their face does a lot of work. It doesn't flow because, of course, it doesn't. It's Shakespeare. It's just garbage, and I don't like any of it. Really, really don't. And I don't like giving up on certain things because I like things to make sense. Even if I don't agree with whatever it is. But Shakespeare is one of the things that I've just thrown up my hands. I don't have the time. And even if I dedicated the time, there's so many people with conflicting views about what it is that he said from line to line. And what things mean. And oh, everyone keeps reciting this, but it didn't actually mean that. When am I going to find the time to do all of that? Do I look like I don't have anything to do? Right? I can't watch Rambo again. No, actually, I have things to do. Yeah. Rambo is not going to watch itself. I have to.
You have to watch it.
I have to watch it.
If you don't watch it, who will?
Who
right?
is going to watch it? No one.
So hold on, a couple of things about this movie, right? And I am sorry to all of you people out there, all of the one of you that's listening
mm-hmm.
that may not have, you know, read Shakespeare, this specifically this play from Shakespeare. But one thing I respect about this play, not necessarily this movie, but
mm-hmm.
but this movie did it too, is the fact that the culmination of the ending is just some asshole finding a loophole. So like the witches tell Macbeth, you're good son, you can't die because no man born of a woman can kill you. Mm-hmm. And right before Macduff murks his ass, he's like, but you can't kill me, because ha ha ha. And he's like, ah, no, my mom had a C-section. Sweat. Stab. And I think that's a real good joke. But just that alone.
Isn't that kind of like the crux of a lot of one-liners in action movies? Because action movies, it's all about the big bad guy going like, you can't do this to me. And the person saying, I break mm-hmm. your rule. Mm-hmm. Die.
All right.
And the one that pops up in my uh-huh. head is Lord of the Rings. It's Return of the King, I believe mm-hmm. it happens in, where the ring raider guy mm-hmm. on the...
It's like no man can.
And then woman appears.
Sure, but please don't take away from me one of the very few things that I can say good about this movie. Okay?
It's great.
And the second thing is, again, as you said, Andrew, I wasn't necessarily extremely involved or wrapped up in the movie. So one of the things that kind of got to me was that for a little bit, I was watching this movie and I heard Marion Cotillard use the English. And it sounded to me and I was like, wow, is she putting on an English mm-hmm. accent? And then actually, I do know why, because I was mm-hmm. just... I couldn't connect to the movie. Mm-hmm. I started doing things like Googling Marion Cotillard right. British accent. And apparently she said, no, I tried hard to like put on the full Scottish accent mm-hmm. and it did not work.
Yes.
So I'm going to say all of this in French.
Yep.
Not in French, but in my regular right. French accent. And I said, but you sound English here. And as I continued to watch a movie, I realized how much of it is that she's actually speaking with a British accent, or just that she's saying these words the way, like, you know, back in the days, that just simply hearing the words in that order
right.
make it sound British. And mm-hmm. after a while, I was like, yeah, I think every once in a while I do hear a bit of French in there, you know, a bit of normal Marion Cotillard. So that was interesting, I thought. And those are the only types of things I can say about this movie, because goddamn this movie. And I don't want, just like you, Andrew, I don't want to say this is a bad movie, because I don't think it is.
I will say it is a bare-faced attempt from Michael Fassbender to get nominated for an Oscar, and it failed.
Oh, of course. But I just...
Didn't he get nominated for Oscars?
I just could not.
Yeah, not for this, though.
I could not connect with this movie, because I couldn't understand it. It was literally a foreign language.
It's thing. Impressive that you can't understand English. That's yeah, impressive.
I think
yeah.
so. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not the goodest at English. Right? Andrew,
I think you mean best.
Andrew definitely isn't. But
I have a certificate mm-hmm. that says that I'm an 8 out of 10 in English.
That's impressive.
yeah, but please remember Canadians gave you that.
Right. Right. They speak mostly French or something. Else. Who cares? Yeah, English is their second language.
I'm 80% as good at their second language. So does that make me 40% as good in general?
Yeah, that's basically, yeah.
Yes.
According to my calculations.
Or is it weighted so that, like, the French is 2 out of 3 and English is 1 out of 3? Right. So
yep. Yep, but we need to, yeah.
This movie sucks. Like, it's bad. It's bad. it's a boring movie. I don't think understanding what they're saying would have made the movie less boring. It would have made it easier to follow. But what would you have gotten out of this movie if it were in perfect English?
What I could have gotten out of this movie is a way to connect to it. So instead of just kind of having lights flash at me and me decide that that's all they are and I'm not even going to, I don't even need to look at it.
Have you watched Ironclad?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
But, oh, is it not good?
There's a lot of movies
wait,
from this time period.
Which one is Ironclad?
What's his
name?
That's
the one where the
short guy that was in Compton. What's his name?
Giamatti?
Dr.
Dre?
Yeah,
Giamatti.
Right. Paul Giamatti.
And it's in olden times.
Yes.
And there's,
it's like,
and there's
a castle.
Siege in a castle. Yeah.
Is there another action guy in there?
No, there's no action.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch that movie.
Right. So just imagine boring middle ages movie. That is what you just sat down on. Like, there, what was the action in this movie that would have been spectacular?
Well, it doesn't need to be an action movie.
Yeah.
For me,
if a revenge movie, going to need a little bit. Just having one, like, there's what, two stabbings in this entire movie?
Yeah.
It's a good movie, you're right.
Oh.
I like it.
I don't need two stabbings.
On the Damian White stabbing per minute scale, this movie feels. Alright, that is how all revenge movies are to be judged. If you bring out a knife, then you've automatically entered yourself onto the scale. And it's poor. Poor movie. Poor showing. Plus it wasn't in English.
It was
those,
in Bro.
Those subtitles, boy, they didn't help. Staring at the subtitles like, what the what? Come on.
Feel like you needed like 5 hours to watch this movie so you could pause, think about it. Okay, that's what he meant.
I'd have burned on my house. I'm so lost your mind. So Macbeth, watch 4 out of 4. If when I say the words Macbeth, something inside of you shrivels up and dies, then don't watch this movie. But if you're a real piece of garbage, feel free.
That Macduff though.
I love Shakespeare.
Why is everybody Mac?
Because he's a talentless
I don't
hack.
Know. I don't know, Andrew. I don't know why everybody has Mac in front of their name.
Like MacGyver.
McFoyle.
Fleetwood Mac.
Crank and
Mac.
Cheese.
He has Irish in his bloodline somewhere.
Return of the Mac. This doesn't even make sense.
The Mac Daddy.
So, moving on.
The Big Mac.
That people are up in arms about the Ghostbusters trailer.
Have you seen it?
No.
Yeah.
I'll see it when the movie
I'll watch
comes.
Trailer.
Up.
It looks bad. And
like,
so okay,
like the first movie was bad.
Sorry, what?
Like the first.
Like
you know
what?
What?
Like the first movie was
oh
bad.
Oh my goodness. Wow. But either way, so I really don't like this. Like, I don't even like the concept of this movie. Mm-hmm. It's the worst.
Right, you don't like women.
Actually, I found it funny. I played the trailer at work, and somebody beside me went, "I don't believe in ghosts, so I'm not watching it." And I went, nice. And I retorted, nice. "I don't believe in Iron Man, so you're watching that?" Knowing that he was full on adventuring. And then he went, "Touché," and then we didn't talk.
Oh. Did you like write his name down on a list?
And does that list... Yeah. Is it the Touche list except you take out the T? Yeah.
Right. I don't believe in Jedi mind tricks, but you were like the first in line for Star Wars. Mm. Right, I'm trying to stop now.
You're a real idiot, aren't you?
Anyways, you were talking about Ghostbusters, and Douglas is making this point. Mm-hmm.
Right.
No, I just.
You had a trail.
No, well, I don't like the trailer, but that's not really. There's neither here nor there. Bad movies exist, and that's a thing, right?
Since when?
And there are bad trailers for good movies, and who cares whichever one this is. But I just don't like this concept, this whole thing. Mm-hmm. So,
what's the concept? Right. Like I know that it's all women.
Yeah, it's all women. Still Ghostbusting. Let me tell you, right? So the thing I don't like about this movie, mm-hmm. and maybe this has nothing to do with this. Maybe this wasn't even their intention, mm-hmm. but. Like, I feel like this is one of those movies where they're like, all right, we are going to give women their, like, a strong leading role or whatever. And that's great. That's awesome.
But there's no men in it, so you can't enjoy it.
Sure, let's take that route.
Would you say that you are an activist?
Right. of the right of men. But, you've spoken out against Supergirl.
Alright, now let's say Douglas finish. Say Douglas finish. Continue, Douglas. Set us up.
Ladies and gentlemen, my opponent.
Yeah, but no, just this. So the worst part of this type of movie, if that's what they're doing, mm-hmm. is that in order for them to make this movie, it couldn't be a female movie. It had to be a female version of a male movie, which is the worst. You know, make a movie with female leads, fantastic. Just make one.
But then it doesn't have to be like a.
Huh? Well,
how many of the Sex and the City movies did you watch?
Zero. None. However, once again, ladies I and have gentlemen. Watched, and this is not something I should probably. I should be proud of, but I have watched every episode of that television show.
Not of your own free will. No.
Not really.
There was something you needed to watch afterwards.
Yeah, there was.
It was before we had the option to watch something.
Right. You did that under duress. Does not.
See, Douglas, I agree with you in uh-huh. principle.
Right, right, because women shouldn't be in movies.
Stop it. I agree with you in principle.
I feel like this conversation is going to sound a lot different when it goes out.
Anything.
All of Damon's comments are going to get cut out.
Not editing anything. I agree with you in principle that if we're going to do this, we should do it, but not make it feel like we're kind of just being like, sure, you can have the same toy we've been using forever.
Yeah. Right?
Control H, replace men with women. Replace all.
I've explained to someone Control H and I've been weird.
Oh, that's funny. Right? Yeah. Actually, a lot of people don't know about things like
that. Everyone listening to this are going to be like, what's Control H do?
Type it into Google.
Because if we're going to do this, they should be allowed to do something original. Because on top of everything else,
it's called Ghostbusters.
We like original things. Yeah. We complain on a yearly basis about the amount of reboots and rehashes. And then when we watch them, we treat them the same way we treat every movie. It's either good or it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. And when they redid Spectre for James Bond, we didn't go, it didn't match up to Connery's Spectre.
Spectre?
The story of Spectre.
Oh, you just mean the arch, the story arch, not the movie Spectre.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Continue.
When
or
the
arc, sorry, not arch.
When
arch. The arch mm-hmm. that I am under right. that has the word story on it.
And whenever you Spider-Man, we complain for years, for months on end, like, why do we have to see an origin story again? Then we freaking watch the movie and we went good or bad, mm-hmm. right? And this is how we'll do with this Ghostbusters yeah. movie. And once it's out, mm-hmm. people might use the women reason as a crux for any argument they'll have. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it'll be good or it'll be bad. Right? Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is the same diversity conversation that everyone is mm-hmm. having nowadays yeah. About movies is that the way I view it at this point, mm-hmm. while the principle still stands, mm-hmm. right? What's the negative to letting them do an all-female Ghostbusters movie?
He just doesn't right. want it to
I feel like, all right, let me tell you what the name... Okay, so here there are two arguments, right?
One is racist.
One is...
And one is sexist.
So one argument is that... I hate this argument. Mm-hmm. But one argument is that you need, like, that middle step. It's not just no representation mm-hmm. followed by equal full representation or equal representation. It is no representation with kind of, like, this middle ground horseshit to okay, finally mm-hmm. we're where we need to be. That's one argument which this could be used for. All right, fine. And I've forgotten the second argument. Yeah. Or no, the second argument is that, and it's again another argument of principle, that doing this is almost as bad because it reinforces the fact that you need some sort of male almost thumbs up or whatever to allow this to happen. Mm-hmm. Right, so something like this. If there was no male Ghostbusters movie, there couldn't be a female yeah. reboot, right?
If there was no Paul King.
Yeah. So if they didn't already establish this world and this story with men in it, mm-hmm. These women wouldn't do this movie or couldn't be here in front of a screen.
Women
right?
really,
so, I mean,
really want,
and I and that's actually how I feel about the impression I get from this trailer, which sucks. Or from this whole process. I hate that, like, in order for these ladies... Exactly. In order for these ladies to get this mm-hmm. This movie, they had to inhabit the roles of that these men had already played, as opposed to just being like, you know what? Let's make our own funny movie. You know? But, whatever. And I'm sure... And the funny thing is, this may not even be a thing. It may have just touched a button that I have, mm-hmm. and, mm-hmm. you know... But
the thing is that it's not completely wrong, because I mean it's the same thing with all franchising mm-hmm. concepts, right? The only reason a franchise is a franchise is because it was successful in the first place.
Yeah.
Right? If Deadpool came out a month ago and only touched 10 million, then everybody at the studio would have been, I told you so. And you would have never heard of Deadpool's name again for at least another 80 years, mm-hmm. until some other Canadian jackass uh-huh. thought it was the coolest thing in the world and spent a decade trying to make it. Right? Let's talk about something that's happening right now in comic books, right? Because I'm reading a lot of comic books now. For the last three years, Marvel has been doing this thing where they have been rebooting all of their characters. Well, not all of them, but a good amount of them, and making them women, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a female Thor.
I'm also not a big fan
right?
of that.
Mm-hmm. There's a female
but
Wolverine.
For the same reason.
Mm-hmm. Right? There's yeah. a female Wolverine. Right. And they did redid Miss Marvel, where she is now Muslim. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm reading Thor and Miss Marvel, and they're fantastic books, regardless mm-hmm. of you thinking
yeah.
in your head the whole thing of this is only happening because they want to pander to a conversation and to another demographic.
But hold on. So I'm not even talking about like that they want to get to another demographic, right? Because, I mean, that can be a driving force for it, but at least it... I don't even know if I'm saying it right, but the result is a good one. Mm-hmm. However, it's the manner in which they get there.
Oh, it feels calculated. It feels like they're...
But not even just calculated, right? So even if you said to me, all right, we need to do this mm-hmm. this lady thing. Let's come up with new lady comics.
Right,
right,
that's fine.
Great. But they're like, we need to do this. All right, just change Thor to a girl.
Right.
Like, and from what you've told me about how they've done it, at least specifically with Thor, that's something maybe I can live with. Because it's not like... I don't know why. But when I heard about it, and when I heard people talking about it, and I saw things on the internet, I literally thought that it was like he transformed into a woman. I thought that's what happened.
But I love him more. In the Thor book, his regular Thor is still there.
Yeah.
And it starts out because no one knows who she is.
Yeah.
It starts out with him being angry that she has stolen the hammer.
Nice.
And he's chasing her down for the
hammer. And I actually really like that. The only thing that I don't like about it that you told me is that they actually, her name is actually Thor. It should just be whatever her name is. You know, I feel like that would be awesome. But yeah.
Thor is that title.
Thor is the name of Thor's son. It's the name of the dude. Mm-hmm.
Because
if you take away his hammer, his name isn't John.
I'm so happy we've got here. The thing Odin says, even though it's in the movie, when he sends out a hammer, is whoever is worthy will have the power of Thor. So that's why the title carries over.
I was joking, I don't give a shit.
Okay. Well, Thor is some sort of god then. Fine. So what was Thor's name before Thor was Thor?
He was Thor.
No, the son Thor.
No, his name is Thor.
Douglas.
I don't know.
Don't
I give
do
up.
This, Douglas. You're too old.
I know, right?
We should be having comic book page.
Exactly.
Anyways, we're talking about representation.
If my work heard this, they'd be like, we need to fire him.
What?
Just thinking about promotion. That's over.
Fire Douglas on Monday morning.
He is a 5-year-old.
So the representation argument is, it's potentially that we are in that stepping stone stage.
Mm-hmm.
And it could rub some of us the wrong way because we overthink it,
mm-hmm.
and we're
especially
not allowing.
Douglas.
And we're not allowing. We're not allowing. Because at the end of the day, how I view it is the way I kind of put my argument is: what's the negative to letting it happen?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It turns out good, or it turns out bad. Right? There's nothing else happening. Right? If it turns out good and we get 10 female mm-hmm. Ghostbusters movies,
if it's mediocre?
They didn't want to get one Ghostbusters movie, but we can always talk about Furiosa.
Right, that movie should have been called Furiosa. Featuring Man.
I'd like to think that, George Miller's cut has that title card and just goes Furiosa and Mad Max. Mm-hmm. In a really small script.
Put E Mad Max just as a little Y. It's pretty good. But
I'm still looking forward to Ghostbusters because even though it looks dumb and it looks weird,
it's
those four women to make me laugh.
Isn't
you see the thing about it, right?
Don't you trust him?
Yes.
Okay.
Here's a problem that I have with that movie.
Cable Cannon looks
interesting. Just generally.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Feig directed it.
Right, so you don't like that. Because he directed Spy.
Yeah.
Right.
And
you don't like good movies.
And he does.
What's her name? Is it Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Is it Melissa McCarthy's name?
Yes.
Yeah, she's in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Actually, neither. I don't care or.
Kate McKinnon, tell me you hate Kate
I don't
McKinnon.
Like or dislike Leslie Jones.
Mm-hmm.
She's somebody who is on SNL that I don't watch.
You would say that.
The one that he likes is it Kate McKinnon? You say is her name Hillary Clinton?
Yep.
Okay. I feel like I might like her.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll put her in the positive column.
Wow.
Kristen Wiig is awesome.
Okay.
Let's get this straight.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I like looking at
so
the cast.
One and a half out of four.
I like looking at the cast. I mean, like, all on SNL, Melissa McCarthy, you've hosted a few times.
Yeah.
You kind of count as
I go. I guess she's on top of... She also did pretend to be Chris Farley. So, you know...
I need to watch that. That sounds hilarious.
It was not.
What? Because you're a hater.
Yes,
no.
I am.
It's pretty...
But I just, and then
of women
the other thing about this movie, right? And it keeps what also, you know, it would be bad and not so bad if it was just, you know, the Ghostbusting thing. But literally, you can be like, okay, you're Egon, you're Venkman, you're
wait one goddamn second here. Is this coming from the man and the people who just spent $1 billion to rewatch a movie they saw fucking 40 years ago? Is this the Star Wars people that are telling me?
I hear you.
I didn't say that. All right.
Have you lost your mind?
That is a valid argument. I will give you that.
They changed Luke into a literal girl.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Turn Han Solo into a black man.
No, they turn Han Solo into Han Solo.
Back into old Han Solo. And then Chewie is still whatever the hell he is. They didn't even bother.
No,
to change the cast. They changed one man into a woman.
I agree with you.
And then had him at the end on a hilltop for no reason. And right. You are going to look all at right. me and tell me all that right. you have issues.
Okay. Here's the deal. You've won, but let me at least say this.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have... Okay, so you've won,
mm-hmm.
but I acknowledge that, and that's actually one of the reasons why I think I may not like that movie, but I kind of want
to watch Star Wars movie?
The Star Wars movie, yeah, okay. yeah.
It's not on pre-order yet.
It's not. So here's the deal.
Still making money.
It's going to be released April 1st.
Yeah, so here's the deal. Here's the deal so with that movie.
Uncharted 4. April 1st.
Sure
it is. Right.
So
April
the difference
1st.
Between Ghostbusters and this mm-hmm. is that none of the Star Wars trailers mm-hmm. made you think that any of that was going on.
Right, they were deceptive.
Exactly, they were deceptive. They looked like just they looked mm-hmm. like another movie. They did not make it look like there was any
Damien, mm-hmm. in that trailer, if I remember correctly,
yeah.
we saw
yeah.
a person in a black mask
mm-hmm.
looking directly at Darth Vader's mask.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We saw a person in flying a ship
mm-hmm.
looking badass. That sounds like Han Solo to me. And
no, but hold on.
We saw a young girl right. on a desert planet mm-hmm. pining for more. Sounds like Luke to me.
No, that is 2020 vision. That you have now that you've seen the movie, right? When we all watched the trailer, we were like, oh, it's some story. We don't know. It doesn't. I mean, you could definitely see some like parallels, but you couldn't be like, this is the same movie. But when I watch this trailer, this is the same movie, or these are the same characters. And like, that's the difference. And you're right, Damien. I can't argue against your argument. The only difference is I now have time between watching an ad for the movie and actually watching the movie to bitch and moan about what I didn't know about for Star Wars until I saw it.
Cool.
Right. When I saw the Wes Anderson trailer is when I got excited.
Yeah, I know.
I wasn't excited before
I know.
Now we saw a droid.
Fucking Star Wars.
Right. Mm-hmm. So hold on. Mm-hmm. So do you think
uh-huh.
that because you
all
see a droid,
is it
that what you're saying is that you
immediately assume it was the same movie?
Yeah, you know, because there was a droid. Because uh-huh. otherwise, clearly, what
clear
that means
they were pandering to us.
What that
yeah.
means
what
then is that a movie you wanted was a movie where they either made all droids illegal or
mm-hmm.
they just. Dismantled the all droids. All droids just decided to turn themselves off because they wanted to rebel against their
right.
their slave masters.
Yeah,
so there would be no droids.
It
so
would
it would
be
a different
right,
movie.
It would be Rey or whatever her name is fighting for the rights of the droids. There's a new show on TV called Full Frontal with Samantha Bee.
Oh
right,
yeah,
I've heard
yeah,
you
yeah.
talking about this. I haven't watched any of it yet.
There
is
a... Is
it any good?
Yeah, it's really good.
I don't like her, though. Or at least, I shouldn't say that because I don't watch her very often, but whenever I do see her...
I see a pattern developing with Douglas.
Whenever I see her...
And women.
Whenever I saw her on The Daily Show,
sure.
I just didn't like her. But it's not
mm-hmm.
a her thing because
mm-hmm.
actually, generally, I don't like
the
correspondent things
on,
The Daily Show. Yeah. I don't really like The Daily Show. Like, for a little while, I was okay with Jon Stewart because he's
mm-hmm.
funny. And so I could watch, like, his monologues and be like,
mm-hmm.
all right. And then switch a channel after that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never been a big fan of The Daily
right.
Show.
Right. That's neither here nor there. You don't need to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't like when Steve Carell was a correspondent and Colbert.
I never really watched Steve Carell when he was on that show.
I liked when he was ending the show.
Colbert, I like Colbert.
I like
give
when
him
he
that.
Was in
I don't
show.
Necessarily like his show,
Albert
though. But I like,
did a
I like the
marathon online, all of his episodes. And
yeah.
I'm sure we'll just go to the website every, once every while just to where they've reached and see what I can see that I hadn't seen in forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll see these segments with Carell. I'd be like, oh.
Anyways,
you were talking about
something. Right. Actually, I'm going to change. Now that Douglas has proved himself a real piece of garbage.
Okay.
all right. There's a different TV show called Not Safe with Nikki Glaser.
Haven't watched that. I think I've seen some YouTube
it's pretty
clips.
Good. Right.
Right.
Is that on Hulu?
No, that's on Comedy Central.
Yes, it is. It's on Hulu.
I saw a big thing
and I was like, something about it said, Douglas, you should watch me.
You should.
I should?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's real funny. There was a section where she stopped at a strip club and picked up men, of course. And they had a chance of winning back their money that they spent at
Wait, hold on. Is this like a reality show?
No, it's not a reality
show. Oh, okay. So it's a sitcom.
No, no, it's not a sitcom.
It's a segment. It's a bit.
No, that's what I meant by reality. Oh, is it a show that she's doing things in real life?
Yeah, she's doing things in real life.
Cool.
She picked up the men, and all they had to do was name 3 famous women over 50 to win back their money. All of them got Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
That was about
that was
no it may, like of course the producers of the show probably took out any of the guys that
that got it right.
Right,
I mean, if you just pick actresses, does that count?
Yeah, like like this any famous woman over 50.
That could be nice.
And right, so I went, there's no way. And so I went to work. And all of the guys in the office, I said, name me 3 famous women over 50 that are alive. Portia Simpson.
Yeah.
And then. But for the people who live in some country that is not Jamaica, Portia Simpson was our prime minister.
Up until last week.
Until like Monday or whenever it was. They couldn't do it. That is depressing. Right? People like Douglas have done such a fine job, right? Hating women. And all the movies they're in, and all the TV shows that they do, right? And starting these activist camps wherever.
But I really like the new girl.
Like, she's not over 50. Oh, one person said J-Lo, and.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit.
That's hilarious.
Douglas, that is crazy. The entire world, like, they didn't even come up with special caveats. They're like, just women who are alive over 50.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw it, I went, there's no way, that's impossible. And I did it myself.
In 4 years, they'll be right.
Yeah, she gets in there, but she's not there yet.
Like, that's really bad. Like, I was talking to my mother, and I was saying to her that, there are problems that our generation and the people who are alive now won't be able to fix. But we still need to think about these problems, because a future generation might have the technology, or someone will be smart enough to fix them. But this, like, it is worse than I thought. Like, this is sad. It is worse than I thought.
No,
not okay. But how do you fix that?
Yeah, it's a difficult one. It really is.
I don't even know how to approach that. Right? They're grown men. Like, children are dumb, so you don't talk to children. But grown men? Come on. Famous women over. But I guess it is, like, much
Hillary Clinton, Angela Merkel, Judy Dench.
You stop.
That's 3.
Uh-huh. Congratulations. The thing, like, is it indicative of the media? Is it, like...
It's part of it, but the media itself is because of us, right?
Yeah.
It's a circle, right? Which is why I keep looking to ghost-busting movies like that. And going, what's the negative, right? Because the positive to it, the hopeful positive...
Mm-hmm. Is that, right? Men know for women that might
that
be over 50 at some point.
Suddenly they will look at them and be like, oh, maybe that isn't the line I draw, whether I should or shouldn't enjoy this thing, right?
But then, like, people like Douglas that is writing it off, he did it with Supergirl. Doing it with
So, by the way, oh, this is going to be the worst.
Uh huh.
Oh my goodness, this is just going to cement Damien's
Damien's
argument. Because guess what, Damien? Uh-huh. I've decided I have to start watching Supergirl again.
Uh-huh. All right.
Would you like to know why?
Yeah, because there is a episode that she will be doing with a male
Flash.
You should have a female Flash. That's what they need to do. I mean, then Douglas, super would watch.
Is that why you don't like Haywire? Because it's about a strong woman.
No, it's because it's directed by Steven Soderbergh. Let's get that right. Let's get it straight.
So you're saying the reason why you don't like Ghostbusters isn't because they're four good, it's because it's directed by Paul Feig.
That is definitely a big reason.
You love Paul Feig. Don't hate. No, you don't. You really don't, do you? That's sad. Really sad. You're a bad person. I started out with people in the office, and then I just kept doing it with everybody else, like even people from other departments. I just stopped them and go, I'll give you $500 if you can name me three famous women over 50 years old, and no one. Like everyone's first question was, can Portia be one of the answers? And I go, all right, cool. Portia Simpson. Word. Name me two more. One person said Nanny of the Malarines.
Well,
I'm pretty certain she didn't go.
No, but here's the thing. I think that is an acceptable answer.
Because she is
over 50 right? And alive as much as she is a real person. Right?
Once again, Douglas proving showing his tolerance for female role models.
Mironair is over 50?
Yes, she is. Or I would assume she is, actually.
Like, we know actresses. So that
we get away.
Yeah.
But I mean, even if you think about things like there's Condi Rice,
and there are women who hold high position in governments all over the world.
Exactly.
But
as Andrew said, Angela Merkel.
Right. I don't expect a lot of people.
You can talk
to
about
that.
What's her name? Is it Angela? I've messed up her name. The Kirchner, she isn't anymore, the president or whatever it is of Argentina.
Yes. She got smoked.
Yeah.
well,
that's what happens when you owe people money and you tell them to go fuck themselves.
Petrobras and her did a lot of dealing.
Yeah.
And it did not end well. But it is depressing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to do. And I don't like not doing.
Just watch Rambo again. That's what.
I mean, yeah. But that doesn't help everybody. It helps me become a better man. Practice
and only
man.
The first one.
No, what? Stop. Listen, man. When I say Rambo, the whole world knows that I mean the good Rambo.
First blood, part
two.
First blood. That's
part two.
No, part two is only for hot
two,
shots.
No.
Right.
Don't even have that first one. That movie sucks. Shooting up police stations in the middle of the fucking woods. Come on. That man won a war. America lost. That's how good he is. Did not get a nomination for Oscar that year because the Academy sucks.
Yeah.
Got one for Creed though. I don't see. Was he good?
He got an Oscar for Creed.
I mean, he got a nomination.
Oh, yeah, no, I saw that. So he
won the Golden Globe for it.
Yeah, I know.
He wasn't good in that movie.
The guy from Bridge of Spies won it.
Yeah. But he wasn't good in that movie. Like, he was okay in Creed.
In Creed, yeah, I know. I know. I thought the same thing, too. I was like, he was a guy.
You're like, look.
Because he can speak English better now.
You're like, look.
Finally learned.
He's done better. This is the most improved. This long. We thought you guys would get tired of this a long
most
time
improved.
Ago.
We saw what Schwarzenegger did last year. And you boy. Bravo, son. Bravo. What's that?
I think there was something I wanted to talk about, but at this point I've forgotten. It might have been the Ghostbusters thing.
Mm-hmm. You too don't want to watch Ghostbusters.
No, he's super wants to watch.
Of course.
Like, I just see Kate McKinnon give me a glance. I'm like, I'm watching a movie. That glance looked funny.
Yeah, I kind of don't mind her.
It really is, like, For a time, I thought that I was going to be at a significant disadvantage not watching trailers. But it is fun just hearing people be upset for over something that I have no context of. So people go, what is wrong? You, like they told you this a year ago. Why are you upset now? It looks bad.
Right. The CG does look a little shitty.
Thor's in it.
Everyone is like,
I'm hoping they won't do it though.
Like,
but I'm hoping he's like just ridiculous. Kind of like, I'm pretty sure I saw him do some joke. What was it? Was it just on like Fallon or something? And he was just dumb and fun. And I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
If you are that all the time,
then fine.
I will like you.
As like the Civil War trailers came out, and I think they put out a new Superman Batman trailer every day. And
ooh, does that come out soon?
Like, it comes out in March, which I still think is crazy. Just finally being at the point where both video games and movies have given up the notion of putting in out movies at specific times. You're just like, whenever this is done, people, we don't care anymore. Movie's done, just put it out. I'm tired of these solutions.
Except unless you're Jack Sparrow.
When is that movie? There's another one.
It's
actually been done for like a year.
They made like a year ago.
Wow.
And they're waiting. Yeah. It's coming out. I think it's coming out this year. Right?
It's next year.
It's next year. Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just been sitting there. Right. So you can just imagine the amount of jokes where they're going to be like, is that funny anymore?
I mean, in fairness, it wasn't funny. Like, after that first movie.
And I think they got back Orlando Bloom.
All right.
Yeah.
On board.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Legolas is back.
You're playing XCOM right now.
I am playing XCOM right now.
Stop cheating the
code. The time, you're sure? Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Cheated. All right. But it's been fun. Like, not seeing the trailer. Just walking into movies and enjoying movies.
Yeah.
It is.
Actually,
it is real good.
Yeah, I really like, because you know I'm like that. Mm-hmm. I really like going into a movie knowing almost nothing about it. But the thing about it is, though, that only works for like a certain type of movie for me.
Older movies.
Not even older movies.
French movies.
All right, I'll take that one. But if you're talking about like a big budget movie that, you know, I'm going to go to like once a week or whatever it is, I need a reason to go to that movie, especially because I'll be braving the shitstorm of Karen, right? So I need a reason. You need to sell me. But if it is like I'm sitting down at home and I have a decent setup and I'm just like, what shall I watch tonight? That's when I'm like, you know what? I want to be surprised. Like actually just the other night, and I had actually seen a trailer for this movie, and it wasn't like any great movie, but I was surprised at how much I liked it. I watched, I think the name of the movie is Before We Go, which is with Chris Evans and Captain America. And
the captain.
And the admiral's daughter from Star Trek, if you're being crazy like
Thank
that.
Thank
right?
you.
She's out of your league.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you.
You're only allowed to name people from the big box office.
Not from there. Abysmal failures.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
it's
if you're
been more
to
funny.
Directly, you have to name the failure.
So it's
Chris
it's like
Evans
that.
Call him Human Torch.
Yeah, there you go. So I don't know like where it came from, but essentially it became like a not as good but still decent version of the Before series. And I was like, I like this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Kind of like me the other day watching Bridget Jones' Diary for the first time. Like, I expected
rubbish
out of it.
No.
And that's what you got. And congratulations.
I watched it.
Loves
and
that movie.
Like, I love this movie.
Because he said that, I was like,
he's
you know
a
what?
Crazy person.
Let me try this. Because for a long time, and how he sold it to me, because he didn't sell it to me, but the fact that made
his
me say, you know what? Maybe there's something behind his excitement. Was that Hugh Grant is in this movie. I love Hugh Grant, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. To like a disturbing degree.
Elizabeth Hurley and Hugh Grant.
Mm-hmm. But
those
I had been avoiding this movie like the plague from day one. Because,
it's bad.
Come on. But I say, you know what, let me try it. And it may just be because of the way that I watched it, because it was, you know, 5 and 10 minute spurts. But that movie is horrible.
So I have sisters. Older sisters. I've seen that movie a fair amount of times.
I love it when she sings the music.
That movie sucks.
Super bad.
Ever After Cinderella Story, I have to give that movie its props.
Really? Like a Cinderella
It's a
story?
Good movie.
I never really liked it.
Well, I want to hate it. With all my being, mm-hmm. because I've seen it 100,000 times, but it is a good movie. Mm-hmm. Bridget Jones's Diary, though. That movie and Made in Manhattan are two movies that I've seen so many times that now, when us, like, all the people that are involved in it, I kind of hate a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. But Colin Firth was in Kingsman.
Yep.
Can't get him.
Every time I see his face, I remember not Kingsman. I remember a far worse movie that I've seen many, many, many times. And I am very upset.
I think we should just end this off here. I think this is a good point.
Yep. Bridget Jones's
We've
Diary.
We've talked about women's movies. Mm-hmm. We've talked about Ghostbusting. We've talked about how Star Wars. What an argument for once.
I just want everyone to know that the Unnamed Movie Podcast does not endorse any of the comments made by Douglas Robinson. The views expressed by Douglas Robinson.
I do want us to keep in note that is true, excepting for the part where he says that you won. Like,
right.
That part we fully endorse. Right. That part we're okay with.
The views expressed and shared on this program by Douglas Robinson are not the views held by the Tump conglomerate.
Sleeping in